I'm Alex Gibson from William Saunders Partnership in Newark. I currently manage the Plesley Colliery site on behalf of the Land Trust. Plesley Colliery was sunk in the 1870s and produced coal until 1983. Before nationalisation in 1946, it was owned by the Stanton Ironworks Company, which had leased the mineral rights from the father of Florence Nightingale. Plesley was the first pit to install electric lighting underground in the UK. The site has escaped complete demolition after closure due to the emergency Grade 2 listing of the buildings, which happened in 1986. The site was later added to the Schedule of Ancient Monuments and has the protection of that schedule. As you stand and look at the site today, there's only a fragment of what once stood. Where once there were two chimneys, there is now only one. The bank of external boilers that provided the steam to power the steam winders and which were located to the side of the chimney have been removed, along with the other support buildings, including the washery, the coal preparation plant, the baths and the workshops, and all the railway infrastructure that was once in place. The remaining parts of the site are mainly present because it was one of the last examples where steam winding was still in use within the coal fields, everything else having been replaced by electric winders. The shafts were some of the deepest in the coalfield, with Plesley being situated on the top of a hill and the shafts going all the way to the bottom of the coal measures. In fact, the shafts were in the order of 20 times deeper than the height of the current remaining chimney, which is now 40 metres from ground to the capping plate. Within the existing buildings remain the steam winders, one of which was installed in 1904 by the Liddeshall Company Limited and the other in 1922 by Markham and Company Limited of Chesterfield. The north winder, the Liddeshall one, is believed to be the only surviving example and has been recently restored by members of the Friends of Plesley Pit